Well, the Spanish translation of ambience is ambiente, so here my work is done. But, well, just to remember the same thing, like Italian or also Portuguese, and also French, the root is exactly the same, it's the Latin root. So what means what surrounds something, ambience, ambientis, ambire. But actually, the Spanish term was coined theoretically by, according to Joan Corominas, which is the etymological dictionary of the Spanish language, in 1588. So it's a long time. But now, well, coming from to nowadays, the 22nd edition of the Dictionary of the Royal Spanish Academy established 7 definitions for ambiente. 6 of them are a masculine noun. So the first one is related with air and atmosphere, so in its physical meaning. The second one is a group of physical, social, economic, or any kind of conditions or circumstances of a place, a meeting, a community, or an epoch that can be related also with the one of the French meanings that Daniel was explaining this morning. The third one is a group, a stratum, or social sector. The fourth one is the attitude of a social group or group of people regarding to someone or something. So it's related also with behavior. The fifth is related with a painting effect, which is an ideal perspective that provides corporeality to painted objects and pretends distance. So that means to create ambience in a painting. And the last one, which is mostly used in Latin American Spanish, but also in the Spanish of Spain, we use that term to speak about a room of a house. So, un ambiente is, well, is a room. Well, lastly, we have an adjective, which is ambiente, and it's related with it's related with a fluid, and it means that surrounds a body. So we use it for example, temperatura ambiente, so ambient temperature. We also have another other forms of the word. We have the verb ambientar with 3 meanings. The first one to suggest a credible details to historical, local, or social features of the environment in which the action or literary work, film, radio, or television is happening. So in English could be to set for novels or films. The second one is to provide to a place a suitable environment through decoration, lighting, objects, but also through giving more life or enhancing the activity that is happening inside. So in English we can say decorate, but also liven up or add life. So both meanings mixed to use this verb in Spanish. And the third one is to adapt or to familiarize somebody to an unknown environment or to guide him in it. So it can be to get somebody used to a place. Other 2 terms are related also with ambiente, which is ambientación, which is the effect or the action of ambientar. And ambientador, that can be a person specialized in creating environments for TV shows or theaters, but also is commonly understood for almost everyone in Spain, like a substance to perfume the environment or to eliminate odors, which is an air freshener. In contrast with French, we don't have a special meaning or difference between the singular and the plural. So if we use ambiente or ambientes, it means just it's a collection of of different ambientes, which is more or less just an addition. It's not a variation of that, of the meaning. So I want to speak also about what is happening in the ecological use of the term. Nowadays, ambiente in an ecological dimension has triggered to a different term in Spain, especially, which is called is medio ambiente, and we use it also all together. And even though joined together or isolated, these 2 words, the use of the 2 words is quite controversial for linguistics or ecologists of both sides of Spain and Latin America. On the one side, the analysis of the dictionary, ecological dictionary, defines that ambiente encompasses all the factors of an external to an organism, And what is more, the same dictionary reports.
Can you wait to find you for the
doctor? Yeah. He will arrive really late. Okay. But also this dictionary says that medio, it's in an ecological sphere, can be also a synonym of ambiente. So finally, we are doing a word that is composed by two words that in the ecological meaning means the same thing. So it's kind of pleonasm. This is the paradox. This is the paradox or the controversy that is we can find between Latin America and Spain. So we change. We are changing some adjective or some name of disciplines, and we are changing from ambiental to medioambiental, ambientalismo to medioambientalismo, ambientalista to medioambientalista. So we that the Spanish terms, the Spanish variations are not recognized by the dictionary. So the official terms are the ones that are still using in Latin America. Even though we use it, and if you look for that on the internet, you will find that these terms are becoming more and more fashionable in the world of ecology. So, I also wanted to deal with this analysis of the use of ambiente in Spanish by analyzing how some poets were dealing with this notion or with the description of urban or rural atmosphere. So I found in common texts, Spanish texts, different approaches. The first one of Antonio Machado, for example, in Campos de Castilla, ambience is directly translated as ambiente. And for instance, he adopted the term to relate the sensory perception of a shaded balcony. Federico García Lorca, when describing the atmosphere of New York in his book Poeta in Nueva York, he decided to use the term aurora, which is generally understood as a synonym of ambiente, but when speaking about physical places, not persons, for example, not group of persons, only places. And lastly, I was surprised with, because one of the sensory catalogs of words in Spanish is the work of Jorge Luis Borges when he's describing Buenos Aires and the neighborhood of Palermo Viejo. However, I found no a single reference to ambiente, atmósfera, entorno, or any kind of synonym of the word. But he used a lot of sensory descriptions, like speaking about smells, sunlight, colors, sounds in Ferrara, Buenos Aires. So I was surprised that he didn't use the term. Also in literature, when the philosopher José Ortega y Gasset defined his environmental thought around the notion of circunstancia, in the circumstance, in Meditación del Quijote, and he coined the well-known expression, at least in Spanish, yo soy yo en mi circunstancia, what means me, it's me and my circumstance, where circumstance refers to all the matters that surrounds the self, which actually is also coincident with the definition of ambient in this case. Also, the Latin American writers of the so-called magical realism pay special attention to the environment, to the description of the ambience and the atmospheres. And for example, Alejo Carpentier approached the atmospheres of the city of La Habana or the Caribbean culture in El Siglo de las Luces. And for instance, in Los Pasos Perdidos, he equally adopted the terms ambiente and atmósfera, like completely synonyms, to describe the Venezuelan jungle, the musical culture, and the village environment. So both words can be found here, for example, for the description of the traveler's mood, or a rainy day, or an old subtle atmosphere, for everything. This kind of use was also, of the term, it was also used by Gabriel García Márquez in Cien Años de Soledad, of course, always when he's speaking about his fictional world of Macondo. But it's the same kind of use of ambiente and atmosfera, as seen. Just to finish, I wanted to just to approach how it is being translated, and I was surprised, the term ambiente in Spanish. And I took well-known reference in this context, so how it is the Rainer Banham's The Architecture of the Well-Tempered Environment, that was translated to Spanish in 1975. And actually, doing a semantic analysis, we can find in an easy way that for the translation, they use equally ambient atmosphere and entorno to refer to the original version like atmosphere, environment, or context. But then, nowadays we find these other two references that are common now in architecture, no? And we find like atmospheres of Sumter's atmospheres, architectural environments, and Palasma's the ISO scheme, but also in the embodied image. And I was looking for translations of the terms, the term ambiente. I was expected to find ambiente, but actually I didn't find it. And I found mainly atmosphere, almost, I would say, almost only atmosphere. Except when they were speaking about something more related with the milieu or the context than then they use entorno, which is also a synonym. So, well, this is more or less how I'm dealing with this translation.
Thank you.
Some remarks, questions, comments?
Ambientado, it's incredible. Ambientado.
Yes.
Est-ce qu'il y en a sur est-ce que parce qu'en fait l'espagnol c'est ma langue d'origine, mais ma culture académique est brésilienne, portugaise. Donc est-ce que ambiance ça n'existe pas dans le je ne suis jamais allé chercher dans le dictionnaire espagnol. Mais tu n'as pas parlé
d'ambiance. Non, ça n'existe pas du tout. The only translation we have for ambiance is ambiente. So this there is only one way to translate the word theoretically. Then, as I said, I think atmosphere and the use of atmosphere in architectural translations or the use of the environmental meaning is changing, but I've never find this, for example, ambiance.
Mais il faut le faire, je crois.
I think in Latin America, Spanish talk about ambiance. I already.
I would have said, no, if it's possible, you're closer to.
Je crois que ça va exiger des explications théoriques, parce que c'est une notion.
Ouais.
Donc, par la sonorité, parce qu'en italien, en fait, je trouve, bon, je ne suis pas italienophone, mais je trouve un peu bizarre, mais en espagnol, ça passe bien. Je ne sais pas si c'est mon nuit portugais déjà.
Ouais, mais à ce moment-là, on est plus proche de justement de l'italien, parce que l'italien, ils sont à atmosphère. Et ils sont en ambiente, c'est vraiment, c'est plutôt pareil ça en espagnol.
Mais en sonorité, je crois que ça passe ambiance en espagnol.
Oui, ça passe.
En fait, je n'ai pas publié en espagnol, mais je veux le faire. Je t'envoie, comme si tu pourras avoir une occurrence du terme en espagnol.
C'est une new proposition. Ok.